Okay, let's get over here to Joe. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I just have a question about how to stop cachexia. I'm not a cancer patient, but I heard about a thing called hydrazine sulfate. Do you know anything about that?
Sure, and it does help against cachexia. However, it'd be a good idea to do some more reading on about it, because it does have its own potential side effects, darn it. And so, therefore, I'm not sure I would recommend it. Now, is this cachexia just simply that you're just not hungry? Is it sort of like the ladies who dwindle away because they're not eating? Have you been told, or have you looked into it further?
I have looked into it, and I've looked into it, I don't want to say, but it's not all over my body. It's just a particular area that's wasting away.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, funny thing, that particular area is very zinc dependent. No kidding. The prostate is got more zinc in it than anywhere else in the body. And funny thing, but to make testosterone requires zinc. And oddly enough, someone found in working with women who, what's that called, anorexia nervosa, they're called, they just don't want to eat, that if they supplemented them with zinc, oh my goodness, they regained their appetites. Have you tried a zinc supplement, sir? It is safe up to, according to the research anyway, one should never take more than 100 milligrams a day, but I usually ask people to stay lower than that.
I will take it more consistently. I mean, I have a dispensary at home because I shop at your dispensary.
Okay,
but
sorry
not,
about
my
that.
My issue is not a prostate issue, and I've tried the oxytocin and the bioidentical testosterone, and it's centered down by my ankles. Right above my ankles is where the muscles are burning and wasting away. Is there anything topically? Are there any other supplements?
Well, have you tried alpha lipoic acid? It sounds like the nerves to the muscles might need a little help. Have you tried that?
Regrettably, I have, but not consistently.
Okay. Have you been to see a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine? What do they tell you might be the cause of this, sir? It sounds like something should be looked at.
I have seen a doctor skilled in natural medicine.
Thank you. Thank you. And what did they tell you?
They put me on oxytocin and creatine monohydrate.
Yeah, but I'm wondering, did they tell you anything about a potential cause, sir, of the problem?
Well, this happened after a detoxification of mercury.
After mercury
detoxification. Using a rebounder, I was rebounding while I lost massive amounts of weight in a short period of time. And my guess is the gravity brought the mercury down to my legs as I was rebounding, because my pathways of elimination, regrettably, were blocked up at the time, and I didn't know it.
Okay, well, here's something for you, sir, and that is that selenium can offset the adverse effects of mercury in many people. Do you happen to use selenium? And one other thing, if this happened after mercury detox, you're right, you may still have some mercury in there, and it might be a good idea to get checked to see if you happen to be hypersensitive to mercury, and that can be done, too, without having to do any more chelation therapy.
Can that be done at your clinic? Because I am currently taking your 24-hour urine test. I've got it right here next to me, that orange jug from, Meridian Valley Lab.
There you
and
go.
I'm going to be coming back in to see my doctor at your clinic.
Okay. So ask that doctor if you can get referred over to the technicians who do screening for hypersensitivity. It's done by checking the difference in energy flow in the Chinese acupuncture meridians when a person is exposed or not exposed to something. And we do that pretty routinely. And if you do happen to be hypersensitive, then two things are usually needed. One of them is the desensitization. But again, I'd get back to the selenium if it happens to be a mercury problem. And if we stay with low doses of selenium, it's safe. We can use up to 200 micrograms with no problem at all per day.
So 200 micrograms daily?
Yes, sir.
Is that better with supplementation or with Brazil nuts?
Better with Brazil nuts. Yay, you've been doing your reading. And with Brazil nuts, funny thing, but it does twice as well at stimulating all the enzymes that selenium supplements with less actual selenium content in the Brazil nut than in the capsule. So go for it, sir. Brazil nut time.
Okay. And let me ask you this along the same line. Is there any kind of pulse, like a salve that I can make up with coconut oil and maybe mix some creatine in it, or is there anything I can like rub into that area of the muscle?
Have you tried rubbing testosterone into that area of the muscle? Seriously,
no,
muscles totally testosterone dependent.
And I have testosterone. I have lots of testosterone, glutathione. I've got all your goodies at home. I can do that now. In fact, your testosterone has saved me in a bunch of bad situations where I put the testosterone on my abdomen where I feel like a hernia beginning.
Yeah.
Drive it in with DMSO, and by the next morning, there's no sign of a hernia or anything like that. So your testosterone has worked wonders in that regard.
And remember, it soaks in better if you rub a little DMSO over it, and you can get that DMSO with aloe at our dispensary in the local health food store. It's 30% aloe, 70% DMSO, which is the minimum Dr. Jacob, the pioneer on it, told us is needed to get things to penetrate really well across the skin. So rub the testosterone in first, and then rub in the DMSO with aloe and see what happens.
Now, it's okay to do that while I'm doing the 24-hour urine panel?
Yes, it will affect the results. You're going to have to wait till you've accomplished that, sir. Thank you for asking.
Okay. Hey, well, thank you for answering my questions.
Well, sure enough, and thank you for calling today.